Thank you. And it's a St. Patrick's Day version of the good stuff. And I'm not going to do my Irish accent.
You don't have an Irish accent.
No, that's true.
Hi, we're Mike and Kim, and you're listening to the good stuff.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts May 6th and 7th with horse racing, 6 days of racing, in fact. Mitchell Tenpenny headlines a concert on May 8th, and there's bronc riding, a matched bronc riding, mutton busting, wild horse race, and a street dance. Complete schedule and tickets on thebuckinghorsesale.com.
Brooks Chalky Butte Angus Sale is Saturday, April 1st in Bowman, North Dakota at Bowman Auction Market. The sale starts at 1 Mountain Time featuring 140 yearling registered Angus bulls and 400 commercial heifers. Cattle bred to perform on the ranch, in the feed yard, and on the plate. DVA Auction will broadcast the sale live at 1 p.m. Saturday, April 1st in Bowman for Brooks Chalky Butte Angus.
Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, rodeo standings, market results, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for the three-state region, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Happen to be at Spearfish and looking for something to do? You need to stop in at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish. That's right in South Dakota, of course, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can also make an appointment. They have a ton to look over, so make sure you stop in at Yesterday's Antiques. Top of the day to you today, Mike. Oh, my, I don't have an Irish accent, so I can't do a thing with that.
Nina, but neither one of us really have an Irish accent, do we?
No, we really don't, and we can't fake it very good. Some people are so good at that, but I can't do it. Anyway, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, regardless of your accent. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, the official name, let's have some good stuff. The official name of Ireland actually is Republic of Ireland. I didn't know that. I thought it was just Ireland. And the population of Ireland is 4.9 million people, but more than 80 million people with Irish roots and Irish passports are living abroad. That's quite a few people. Actually, it's believed that the population of Ireland prior to the famine was about 8.2 million. And after the famine, the population was recorded at 6.5 million. And as we said, now it's just under 5 million in early 2020.
Do you ever wonder why you get pinched if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, I've thought that several times today since I've been pinched already.
Actually, the tradition of wearing green on Ireland's national holiday has become so rampant that there's a very strict rule that should be adhered to on the day. Wear green on St. Patrick's Day or get pinched. But blue was the original color associated with St. Patrick's. And so this sea of green that we now see on March 17th is something of a modern phenomenon. And they're pretty sure that it was started by Americans.
Of course. We do love a good party.
So as you take a look here, pretty sure Americans came up with this wearing green or get pinched thing. As their tradition goes, wearing green on St. Patrick's Day is supposed to make you invisible to leprechauns. They Ooh. Will pinch you as soon as you come upon their radar if you don't wear green. Yes, that's right. You'll be invisible to leprechauns if you wear green on St. Patrick's Day. We know they're not real, but our folklore and mythology are some of the best things about Ireland. So why don't we all just play along with this one? And at least for this one day, let's wear green, okay?
Okay. Although I really actually like blue better. Maybe I'll change the tradition.
You suppose we can go against the whole tide of the American culture?
Yeah.
You do
well,
that.
Well, probably not. Okay. Whatever. Hey, did you know dating back to 900 AD, Sean's Bar in Athlone Town is the oldest pub in Ireland. It's also widely believed that it is the oldest pub in the world. 900 AD. That place has been around a long time. I wonder if they've remodeled.
Once or twice. Probably had a fire once or twice.
Yeah, probably.
Be interesting to see how many pints they've served in that time
frame. Oh, my. That is just hard to conceive, isn't it?
What else can you tell us about Ireland?
Well, actually, the Banshee. You've heard the Banshee, haven't you? The Banshee is a mythical figure from Irish folklore, although I didn't know that. It's said to be a sign of death in the family. As legend tells it, the Banshee would scream when a member of a certain family died, often alerting the family members.
That's interesting.
Yeah, often appears as an old woman in rags, but they can also appear as a beautiful young woman, a weasel, a hare, a hooded crow, and more.
Wow, fascinating. And folks, happy St. Patrick's Day from the good stuff.